The vessel lacked both a name and a registered signature. It was instead a Farrago, a medley of modules, components, turbo lasers, and ion cannons acquired by its assemblers from Imperial surplus depots, deep space salvagers, smugglers, and others in the business of selling stolen parts and prescribed armaments. Fittingly, the ship most resembled the Quarren Free Dak Volunteer Corps' Providence-class carrier, but at less than half the length was stubby by comparison and did not boast an aft communications tower. Its belly housed several squadrons of droid starfighters, and its weapons were operated by computer-controlled droids. But the ship was commanded by sentients. In this case, a small group of humans, Kurovar and Gotals, along with a Sol Mon Cal starship systems engineer. It was the sort of vessel that would become closely associated with Outer Rim pirates in the post-war years. And, in fact, it was the same capital ship that had briefly revealed itself at Sentinel Base weeks earlier. "We've come full circle," Teller was telling Artos in the starfighter hangar. Dressed in a flight suit, he had a helmet under one arm and was standing alongside a warming headhunter, retrofitted with a rudimentary hyperdrive, the very model Hask had used in crafting the false holovid that had been transmitted to Sentinel Base. For the benefit of Knots and the handful of other sentient pilots, Arto said,
"The convoy will revert to real space at the edge of this system and continue by sublight to the Imperial Marshalling Station at Pi. From there, supply ships are escorted to Sentinel Base and finally to Geonosis."
"Not this convoy," Knots said. The world-weary human broker had helped pilot the hodgepodge carrier from its place of concealment near Lantilles. "Rancid did us a great favor by reallocating the convoy's protection. He promised us clear skies at Kurita, and gave us just that here," Teller said. "He had no reason to believe he'd be leaving the convoy vulnerable. He was simply shuffling ships around for show." "Any word from Kurita?" Knots asked.
"Nothing yet," Arto said.
"The evidence trail that links him to us is too much of a maze for anyone to follow," Teller said. "Accusations will be flying every which way about our not getting apprehended, but the assumption will be that we simply abandoned the cause." "Rancid won't be happy with being denied his expected promotion," Knots said. "He'll be on the hunt for us for betraying him." Teller shrugged that off and glanced at Arto's. "Any suggestion Rancid makes about our being involved in the attack on the convoy would only make matters worse for him for pulling ships away. Rancid'll be lucky to be removed from naval intelligence with his pension intact, let alone be in a position to pose a threat to us."
"And Tarkin?"
the Mon Cal asked. "He gets back what's left of his precious corvette," Knots said before Teller could reply. "Tarkin won't be held accountable for any of it," Teller added. "He's a moth, and besides, it wasn't his idea to go to Mercana." He shook his head with finality. "I'm guessing he retains command of Sentinel Base." Knots nodded in agreement. "The question is, will he come after us?" "Oh, you can count on that," Teller said. "We're going to need to scatter far and wide. The corporate sector's probably our safest bet." No one spoke for a long moment. Then Knott said, "Once the convoy is history, how far will we have set them back?" Artos replied,
"Work on the hyperdrive components alone had been in progress for 3 years before I was sent to Desolation Station. Even with perfected plans and a redoubling of their efforts, I suspect that we will set them back 4 years.
Teller smiled lightly. "I wish we had a better sense of what they're up to at Geonosis." "A weapons platform of some sort," Knots said. "Do we need to know more than that?" Teller looked at him. "I suppose not. If we can just keep delaying them with strikes. Once the rest of the galaxy gets to know the Emperor as well as we know him, we won't be alone in the fight." Doubt surfaced in Artos's huge, glistening eyes.
"With shipyards turning out Imperial-class Star Destroyers, any revolt will be hard-pressed to make so much as a dent in the Emperor's armor. Even if we can continue to impede construction of whatever they are building at Geonosis, Something unexpected is going to have to enter the mix in order for any rebellion to succeed. Yes, people will begin to recognize the truth about the Empire, but numbers alone will never make the difference. Not against the likes of the Emperor, Vader, and the military they're amassing. And don't expect the Senate to restrain them, because it is even less effective than it was during the Republic.
Della gave his head a defiant shake. We can either decide right now that it's hopeless and call it a day, or we can hold out for hope and do what we can.
That decision has never been in dispute,
Otto said. For Antar IV, then, and for a brighter future, Knots said. Heads nodded in concert. While the assembled pilots were moving toward their starfighters, Carla hurried into the hangar.
The supply convoy has dropped from hyperspace. Holonet and communications jammers are enabled, and all weapons systems are standing by.
Knots extended his hand to Teller.
Good luck out there.
Teller shook his old friend's hand and tugged the helmet down over his head. Turning to Carla, he said,
Tell Lenora and Hask that we expect nothing less than a galactic-class holovid.
The attack on the battle station convoy was well underway by the time the Executrix reverted from hyperspace close enough to a small moon to all but tweak its orbit. Tarkin and several officers were at the viewports as the stars shrank back into themselves. With his booted legs spread, hands clasped behind his back, graying hair swept back from his high forehead as if blown in the wind, the governor might have been the vessel's figurehead, taunting the enemy to face off with him personally in mortal combat.
Sir, they've jammed the local holonet relay,
a spec reported from behind him.
That's why our alerts weren't received. For the moment, our countermeasures are managing to keep the battle and tactical nets open.
Can we communicate with any of the convoy transports? Tarkin asked, without turning around.
Negative, sir. It's possible we're not even registering on their scanners.
Keep trying. The boxy cargo ships and transports that made up the convoy had drawn together to allow the escort gunboats and frigates to fashion a defensive circle around them, but enemy lasers were chipping away at the perimeter, allowing droid fighters to dart through openings and prey on the larger vessels.